Kaya, please just fucking go. Just stop.
The clip looked fucking horrible. And they're like, oh, he was like hitting a button on his desk. I do not have a shock collar for Kaya, as I said yesterday, but it doesn't matter. People don't give a shit.
There's so many indications that he's lying. There's so many. He's like so obviously lying. It's so cringe. Like the fact that he didn't show the collar the day of is like a huge indicator. The fact that he didn't care that the dog yelped is a huge indicator. The fact that he made up an excuse for like, oh, so it doesn't. Like there's just so many reasons. But also this, like Hassan has said this before that he uses shock collars. He's had prong collars. The fact that he's so adamant to defend that it's not a shock collar, why? Like, the situation is so boring. Like, it's so obvious the microsecond that it happens, like, what's going on. Like, the two things, this is why there's not even anything else worth talking about. There's two things that Hassan did that, like, sold me on everything 100%. One, I don't know how you hear your dog yelp and you don't have, like, any kind of reaction to that. That's just weird to me. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I was racking my brain for, you know, like, it's just stupid. Number one, the reaction is immediate. And then number two, not showing the collar immediately, because that would so easily, like, get rid of everything. It's just like, oh, it's not a shock collar. But, like, him doctoring it, you know, doing his, like, third grade arts and crafts program that night. Oh, I got it. I'll get him on this one, guys. The electrical tape. Will you say anything about the like and sweeping of Hassan? What? They're all brain broken. What do you mean? There's nothing to say. It's if they're on my team, then you will obfuscate or make up whatever excuse and you'll just defend the fuck out of them forever. That's it. There's no brain thought, anything applied. Like, in all of them are the exact same. Like, again, Hassan or Trump could literally rape a 4-year-old video and people will be out here talking about how, you know, well, we, you know, they could have been tears of joy. Like, it's all of it is the exact same. It's so boring. And then it's like, well, what about you know, what about the fact that this is like really bad and they were screaming and crying? Hold up. I'm about to do my finest work, guys. One second. Hold up. Audience applause. Hold up. Out of context.
It was out of context.
And then when it gets real bad, if the out of context is only like 80% working instead of 100%, hold on. What can I say? It's out of context clips during a genocide. Really, guys? You're gonna out of context me during a genocide? Really, guys? This is so boring. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say about it. The one slightly edgy take that I would give regarding everything is I don't know if I have seen, if it was just like a really lucky encounter, I guess, or whatever. I can think of two times in the past where I've known people who use shock collars. Just from what I've seen, shock collars used correctly are actual like demon magic. I remember that I was younger. We were visiting, I think it was just a friend of the neighborhood, and these dogs would run all over the fucking yard. And it was crazy. And they would never step outside of the yard because they knew exactly where the bounds were. I don't know if I ever saw those dogs get shocked by the shock collar. They just wore it, but they knew exactly like where they could go. So just based on like the little bit of excuse or the little bit of like application I've seen of like shock collars, I don't know if I think they're that bad or if they're even bad at all if used appropriately. I don't know how many people, we learned how to ride horses when we were younger because we had some farmer friends my parents would take me out to. I don't know if anybody's ever played with an electric fence before or touched an electric fence, but my guess is that shock collars are probably never supposed to produce like a huge amount of pain. Like if you play with, if you've ever played with an electric fence before, I've touched one before that made me yelp. I was like, ah, but there's another one me and my sister used to play with. And when the shock shocks you, all it does is it like, you kind of feel it, but it like tenses your muscles. It's like a weird feeling, but I wouldn't describe it as painful. And this is like to a 9-year-old. Okay. So I'm not like fucking, you know, Ramboing through this shock fence, but like a shock fence that you touch will be like, ooh, which is like a weird, it makes a weird feeling and it like curls your muscles wherever you're touching it. So like, you're not supposed to be like cranking this thing and ocelot torturing whatever the animal is. Now that's not to say for Kaya is the dog's name, right? It could have just been, I guess, like surprised, but who knows. But the problem though is Hassan lying so much about it kind of makes it look worse and worse and worse and worse.
The big thing about him using the shock collar, it's not even about the shock collar, I think. It's the fact that it seems like he keeps this massive dog as a prop in the background of a stream all the time. That's just crazy. They work because it is instant negative stimulus. That is the key to training dogs. They have a 2-second attention span. That's why if you come home and yell at a dog, they made a mess, it won't show, it won't know why. That's true. It's also true of humans too. Although humans can conceptualize things in time and space more, but that is true. If you come home and your dog like made a mess, you know, people like drag their dog and they rub their face in or whatever. You can't actually, you don't learn that way. You don't understand what's going on. But people respond very fast to like painful stimulus as well. Everybody does. Painful stimulus is a really big trainer for anything. That's why one of the indications that your like dog or cat might have like a tooth or gum problem is if they start losing weight, because things will stop eating if every time they crunch their mouth, they're getting like a negative response to it. What do you think of the mass hysteria around it? I mean, animals will always produce that kind of pain or that kind of response in people whenever you see like an animal getting hurt or pain or anything. It is pretty funny to see. It's just like looking at the propaganda machine in full time. It's just, the collar had no prongs, man. Do you seriously think he DIY'd the collar? He had some, if you say retarded shit, I'm just permabanning you. That you will never be able to think of a good reason why he didn't just show the collar on stream. Like, he knew that clip was going to blow up. He saw it blowing up on stream. Like, that was the most predictable thing in the world. You should have, just shown it on stream if he thought that was the issue, but he waited the whole night so that he could do whatever he needed to do. And then he lied about what the collar was, and he lied about what the collar, there's also like this kind of reprogramming. I don't know if Valkyrie is normally like a disgusting subhuman piece of shit for clout or significant others or whatever. I guess she dated that Sunny guy who's like an anti-vax and everything in the past. So I don't know, maybe she can pick him. But I mentioned later the stream that I do agree how he reacted to her yelping was so disappointing, and it's understandable why people are concerned. It's not that it's like disappointing. It's just it's indicative of like a character thing. I just don't know how you, especially if you claim to like animals, right? How can that happen? You just don't care. You have no reaction at all. You spooked Honey and you were so apologetic about it. Well, because as gay as animals are, okay? If I have one, I think animals are cute. Well, yeah, and I feel like if you normally, like, if you surprise an animal, you're going to... Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Honey, Wait, what happened? Why did they get spooked? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh, I think I got something wrong and then he got spooked. Honey, oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm just so good. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Jesus.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just crazy to me to hear a yelp and then have no response. Yeah, I don't know. But he's lied about like every part of this dog too. Like, he bought this dog from a breeder, right? I think it is the most expensive dog breed you can buy. So he bought the dog from a breeder. He lied about it. He said, oh, a friend gave it to me. He keeps it on stream as a show dog. Like, every single thing he does is, it's like for hyper consumerism, capitalism, whatever bullshit. He barely showed the collar too. If it was a vibration collar, then she wouldn't let people speculate about the model. Oh, sure. He didn't have a reaction because he knew he pressed the button. Yeah, of course. Well, yeah, that's why he didn't have reactions, because he knew what he was doing. I don't think he realized that he did it on stream, maybe. But that's like, it's kind of like when PewDiePie dropped that N-bomb on the bridge. Like, the only way you do that is if you're just saying N-bombs all the time. It's like, oh, shit, you know, yeah. It's the fact that he used the collar out of annoyance with his dog needing him to attend her needs instead of streaming that makes the use of the collar disgusting. Well, yeah, sure. Well, yeah, it's the fact that he just has this dog enslaved in the background. But then there's also like a whole bunch of shit going on Twitter. It's like makes me question my sanity. Like, so many of these like weird Shakanabi dick sucks who are like, oh, it's actually super normal for tons of dogs to just sleep in the same spot for 8 hours a day. Or like, I feel like I don't know if I've ever seen in my life a dog do that. Even I made like a pre-concession when I quote tweeted it, and I was like, maybe with really old dogs. But even with really old dogs, like, they might not jump around as much, but I feel like if they hear any sound, they do the thing where like they're laying there and they'll hear like a sound, and then the head will come up a little bit, and then the old tail will start like whoosh, whoosh, like back and forth, and it's like, oh God, he's about to investigate. I don't know if I'm sure there are some breeds or some dogs that I haven't like had first-hand experience with that maybe just do lay around a ton. I've heard the thing that, like, if you take your dog to the park, and then, like, the reason why dogs are hyperactive so much is because they don't get exercise, and maybe that's why they're hyperactive all day. I've heard that before, but my grandma and I, when we were younger, the two dogs that she owned the longest, we used to go outside and play with them all the time, and, like, they'd run around and everything, and then you could come inside, and they might lay down for, like, 10 minutes, but if you, but they're never, I don't, I used to say this as a kid all the time. I used to ask my grandma, do dogs ever actually sleep? Because I've never in my life walked into a room and seen a dog sleep before, because as soon as they hear anything, they're like looking around and, but I don't know. I think it keeps a dog in the back as a prop. It's consistent with every other part of his fake, disgusting, fucking hyper-capitalist, hyper-consumerist, parasocialist life where, you know, the private jets, the expensive, gaudy, shitty-looking outfits, the huge fucking Hollywood mansion that he needs for his family, who are also all rich and from insane wealth and money and luxury. The faking, you know, coming from whatever background when he's literally doing equestrian, you know, flying around the world, going to different schools. Just the, like, every part of his life is like, it makes sense that this guy doesn't give a fuck about animals and abuses the fuck out of, you know, whatever, dogs or whatever. It's not surprising to me. Do you think Fandy giving birth on stream was problematic? I mean, if streamers are getting pregnant to have kids on stream, then maybe. Where are we at? Oh, I was laughing about something on stream like 2 weeks ago, saying I would talk about it later if they, because I don't know if they'd actually do it. They did do it. Oh my God. Would you have defended him if he came clean at the start and stood on his shit? Well, I already said, like, I actually don't personally, just based on my personal experience seeing people use them, I don't necessarily think that a shock collar is, like, a bad thing or a bad way to train a dog. The dogs that I've seen that are trained on shock collars, which is only a couple, I think were exceptionally well trained. Like, they were never shocked because they just did a thing. Like, they could go outside and run around in the yard and they would just never get shocked ever because they knew exactly where the boundaries were. I was like, shocked. I was shocked, huh? I was surprised by how effective it seemed to be. The issue isn't necessarily him using a shock collar. The issue is him screaming at his dog to stay parked in the fucking corner to be a prop on his stupid fucking stream, along with his stupid fucking expensive outfits and his stupid fucking $3 million mansion with his stupid fucking $300,000 car parked outside while he does his socialism slop, you know, with his purebred dog here. And then just all the lying about it obviously makes it even worse, right? Because it shows that he knows he's engaged in, like, probably bad behavior, right? Him, like, trying to tape over the prongs, showing it a day later, claiming that, like, she can't, people are saying this dog can't even rest. The dog can't even rest on a hardwood floor without it being bad for its joints. Is that true of the Tibetan master or whatever? And if that is true, I feel like purebreds are gross, but I mean, like, I think everybody that's into animals thinks that like the purebreds that are so purebred, they're like basically incest dogs that have all these genetic deformities and malformations that cause them to be unhealthy in a variety of ways. It's generally why mutts have healthier genetic profiles and everything, but yeah, I don't know. Also, he did it while being frustrated by something else. So it looks like he just takes out his frustrations on the dog, actual psycho behavior. Yeah, all the lying about everything. My assumption is that he shocked her by mistake. He can't be dumb enough to think he could get away with that on stream. He definitely does shock her when no one is looking. Well, when you say shocked by mistake, the mistake is that he didn't know, or he just realized after that he was streaming. He's like, fuck, I probably shouldn't have done that on stream. It wasn't so much a mistake so much as it was second nature, because he probably does it a lot. Yeah. So it was a mistake insofar as he didn't want to show a stream that, but he probably does it so much that
all of America's much
20-minute video on this. I'm good. There's not much to, like, say about it. It's abhorrent behavior. It's not surprising with the way that he treats everybody else around him that he would also treat animals like shit as well. So, I mean, yeah. Did you see the tail pulling video? Yeah, I didn't know he abused fish. I love fish. I liked running around with fish. I thought he was a cool duder. Now I kind of wonder, what happened to fish? Why did fish die? Who knows? I don't know if we have answers to that question. Who knows? Out of all this court stuff, Strader is still chill with everyone else. Apparently, I guess. But she's not really mentioned in any of it, so, or that much, so. And no one actually gives a fuck about anything, so who cares? What happened to fish? Jesus Christ. Yeah, I didn't know that he had, what do they call these? There's a name for these types of collars. The ones with, like, the needles in them everywhere, so that if you pull on it, the dog gets stabbed. Is it a prong collar? I didn't know fish had this. I don't think I ever saw this when I was in his house, though. We used to play with fish. He was a big boy. I love big dogs, though, like pits and the big bulldogs or whatever, because they got a lot of mass on them. You could go one-on-one, punch them, beat them up, and they fight back. Twitch mods are actively banning any reference to Hassan and Force in chat, as they are Dick Rising Hassanabi streamer. Do not make fun about Hassanabi in any streamer's chat. Lycan was a Joe Rogan fan, so I can't be surprised he's making these dumbass arguments. Well, Lycan is a far lefty, super tanky dick suck now, so he'll defend anybody on the far left from anything. That's not surprising at all. That's kind of funny if that's happening. I don't know about Force and Stubborn, how serious that is.
You could say he didn't. I do think Hassan shocked the dog. I don't really know how you could say he didn't shock the dog at this point. I don't know what other answer you could possibly...
Prong collars are not that bad. They aren't, like, sharp, and it discourages pulling without actually choking the dog. Yeah, maybe. Like, any like... It sounds unhinged. Fuck, I wish Tabor was still here. Any like, corrective measure on a dog that involves pain, if you are training a dog properly, like, the dog will very, 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 very quickly learn what it can or cannot do. And there's a couple things that are counterintuitive. So one, like, even things like shock collars or prong, I'm guessing prong collars. I don't know personally because I haven't used them. But my guess is like after a few applications of this, with a good trainer, the dog just won't do that behavior anymore, number one. Number two, okay, and I do believe this strongly, people who do not use any kind of punishment or corrective measures on big dogs and aren't capable of training or handling those big dogs are putting that dog in a more abusive environment than anybody using a harmful, like a hurting, like a shock collar or anything else improperly, because, or using them properly. Because if you have a big dog and you can't control it, that dog will kill another dog and it will be put down, or it will attack somebody else and it will be put down, or it'll kill you and you'll be put down, and then it'll be put down. You shouldn't have a dog that's too big for you to handle, that's not trained. It's just, you have to be, also dogs are literally bred as man's best friend. Okay. Dogs like it when they make their owners happy. They like having like clear understandings of things they can or cannot do. They like it when they can follow their master's orders. They like it when they get treats and rewards. Like this is an enjoyable thing. When a dog has like a clear, is trained well and understands what it can or cannot do and like abides by and adheres to those guys, like this is like a happy, healthy dog. It's a good thing, you know? I feel there's always just better options. Reward training and collars with a nose loop are just as good as more unethical solutions. I don't know what the nose loop collar looks like. The nice thing about shock collars or things like that too is that they provide like an instantaneous feedback. One of the most important things when it comes to training an animal, this is actually true with people as well, is like being able to provide feedback instantly. Like you're not using these things as punishment, or you're not using these things as like taking your frustration out of the dog. It's so that like if you do a thing, you instantly associate like, ooh, that hurts, I shouldn't do that. And then you just don't do it anymore. This is like one of the biggest mistakes that people make with animals is assuming they have like this, the whole like human theory of mind. And like if you come home and your dog is eating something or pooped on the floor, you can like take it over, like, look at that, that's bad. Like your dog is suddenly like proficient in English and, you know, chronology. And he's like, oh wow, I understand that that action that I performed a while ago is very bad. You spanking or hitting a dog or doing anything like that after he's already fucked up, the dog is not, the association is so weak. It's just not, yeah, it's not happening. You can't scold them like after the fact or anything.
I don't know what other answer you could possibly give besides he shocked the dog. I will say this, though. I think it's interesting that a lot of streamers out there are not saying a single fucking word about this entire thing and not talking about it, when I know damn well that if it was me or someone else, they would be tweeting about it nonstop saying that I should be banned or other streamers should be banned.
I'm glad that Mizkif is picking up on this. This is probably one of the most frustrating things, I think. And not to do like this whataboutism, even though Hassan literally whatabouted me, I'm glad that he also reads every filing on my court case, or at least my KiwiFarms thread. Bro, if there was like a video of me shocking a fucking animal because I was annoyed with it, I cannot imagine the IDF, genocide, you know, destiny. Dude, that would be insane. Hassan would be playing this video nonstop in the corner of his fucking stream. It would just be insane if that, yeah.
Non-stop saying that I should be banned or other streamers should be banned, but instead a lot of content creators are keeping their mouths shut and won't say shit. But I know damn well if it was me, even without bias or facts, they'd be all on my ass or other streamers and shitting on them, tweeting about it, because they know that they have nothing to gain from me. It's the truth.
Destiny, please revisit the My Dead Dog lore. Oh yeah, when he was crying about the K-9-11 stuff. I still think the craziest thing, but obviously, maybe now I sound a little bit less unhinged. Nobody can reproduce this clip, okay? I swear to God, this clip is out there somewhere. Is after Hassan died, I'm 99% sure he was at fucking either Pokey's apartment, or I think it was Pokey's apartment, because she was on like a Discord call with somebody else, like Mizkif or Trainwrex, and you can hear... After Fish died, Hassan's dog died, sorry. And you can hear Hassan in the background, like, scream crying. And I'm like, and I think it was either the day of or the day after Fish's death. And I'm like, really? I don't know if I'm buying this one. I feel like it's a meme. Like, you can hear him in the background, like, oh! Like, unironically, it's, like, that goofy. But I don't know where this clip is. I swear to God this clip exists. I don't know who has it. I know for a fact that it's somewhere out there. Because Pokey called... I don't remember who she called. She called somebody. You could hear in the background. She's like, oh, I have to go. I can't talk right now. I'm like, really, dude? I don't know.
Like, I don't expect Hassan's friends to all talk about this. I'm not expecting that every streamer needs to give their opinion, right? If you don't give your opinion on things a lot of times, like, I don't expect Wake to talk about this, okay? Wake doesn't give his opinions on things like that all the time. He watches documentaries. What bothers me is there's creators out there that seemingly give their opinions to every single...
We need a rough date. It would have been the day that Fish died or the day after.
...their opinions to every single thing that happens in the entire world, every single streamer thing, tweets about them, shits on them, but then when it comes to Hassan or some other streamers, they keep their mouths fucking shut, they don't say shit, and then they just go on and move on like nothing happened when it's something like this. And that's what fucking bothers me.
True. That's a good take. Yeah. Wait, what is this? My streamer loves all animals, even the teleported ones.
Not the way that I have also said the sunken place.
No. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Stop. Oh my God. I'm sorry. Oh. Not the clip, but meme of Dan using shot collar on his pet dog.
All right. We're queuing up another match. I'll check patch notes after this and see if anything actually changed. Yeah, chat's saying the servers are fine now. We'll run it back. Just keep it steady. All right, we're queuing up another match. I'll check patch notes after this and see if anything actually changed.
Poor Moody. Oh, yeah, Pooper Noodle made some tweet about it, but... Oh, and this is also, like, the go-to. It's just so boring that the internet has turned into this. Again, this is, like, what, you know, Trump and MAGA does, and then this is what, like, people do to me, is, like, not only do you activate your own side... I should just make, like, a guideline for all this, right? Always deny the initial thing, say there's no context, or just don't address it at all, say the other side is lying, make up some bullshit allegation, get everybody in your orbit to carry the message. All of your fucking sycophantic fans will carry the exact same message, and then if there's anybody ostensibly that's on your side, or there's anybody that is even rolling on your side, then you just harass the fuck out of them until they acquiesce, until they give into it, to all the harassment, and they have to change their opinion. And then this is like the playbook. Yeah, I don't know. Here's you playing with Fish.
Here, Fish and Destiny playing.
Oh, he doesn't have like the big prong collar on in this video, though.
Hey, listen, I love you.
What?
I told a friend that I would play a game with him, and then I have to get ready for that.
There's a longer stream of this somewhere.
Here, Fish and Destiny playing.
I feel like big dogs are so much better than itty bitty dogs. I'm like, here's the Hassan Pogi. Wait, what? No way, did you find this 6 years ago? No.
I'll do it, it's fine.
Very generous of you.
I'm on stream.
Come back before August 3rd.
Yes?
Wow. That's very generous of you.
I'm on stream.
Back before August 3rd.
This is not at all what I'm talking about. Don't worry about it. Okay. Pete Hegseth and Nessa, Qatar will build an Air Force facility at the Idaho military base. What? Have you watched the Stephen Miller CNN video where he freezes up after a misspeak? Yes. We should go over that real quick, I guess. Wild to see this from the Dallas Fed. Chart 1. AI scenarios or A1 scenario? Or is this for AI? Singularity, benign scenario, singularity, extinction. Did you see the edited thing CNN posted? Yes. I thought that was gross. We'll go over that. Hold on.
The Weasley little lie. Not do the skit, but now Destiny needs to do the Weasley little liar dude clip. And now we're full circle. Now we've gone full circle. He has to. It's a smash a desk. Little liar dude that we have.
Based. Too late. I wasn't streaming for it. Hassan, I think his community tried to blame my community for originating the clip, which I thought was funny because I was so out of town.
I think it was my refrigerator because now every device beeps because the filter.
Jesus Christ. You sure
it was your refrigerator?
Like,
we're all going to gather on the mall. We got some house selling t-shirts for this event. It is an outrageous gathering for outrageous purposes, but the Democrats in the Senate have shown that they're afraid of that crowd. That they don't want to bow, that they want to bow to them, bow the knee to them, and they don't want to take incoming from them. And so they're willing to hold the American people hostage so that they don't have to face an angry mob of that's a big chunk of their base. Now, if that's a rumor, they need to come out and...
Hassan got kind of pressed in this new New York Times interview. Have you commented on it? No, I read some of the transcript, but...
And clarify that it's not, but that is what we are hearing is their actual motivation, and it is outrageous. All this has got to come to an end.
Is this in reference to the upcoming, like, another one of those No Kings protests? This whole thing, like, went by completely nonviolent. I don't know if there was a single violent thing in the whole of the U.S. when the last one happened. Did you see the Forbes article? I did. I thought that was fucking hilarious. Oh, no. Hassan Piker's dog shock collar controversy explained. And this is the top picture. Oh, my God.
You can debate whether or not he should be using an e-collar or not to like keep his dog in place. But what's undeniable is that one, he shocked it. Two, it was way too high for what he was like trying to maintain. Keeping your dog in place is like not a hard thing. I understand that it does seem ridiculous that that dog is in that bed for so many hours a day while he's on stream. Uh-huh. I hope it's not an aesthetic thing. But the thing that I find, what I will say is, like, if you train your dog to not leave place, it shouldn't leave place. So, like, it, you know, if that's what he's training it to do, uh-huh, it shouldn't leave. Like, the first thing that you learn to do when you use an e-collar or a prong collar is basically, when you are punishing the dog with an e-collar or a prong collar, you're not supposed to give any vocal, like, you're not supposed to speak with it. Basically, when you're using a prong collar or an e-collar, it's, your dog should just be assuming that it's coming from God. It should never be coming from you. You as the trainer should only be attributed with positive reinforcement. So, like, the fact that, like, Kaya stepped off the bed and then got zapped way too hard, and then he's like, oh my God, dude, you're such a bad fucking dog. Like, that should never happen. So my thing is, like, as e-collars are fine. They're a neutral training, you know, utensil. Uh-huh. The only thing that makes it bad is if you overuse it, which I think he shocked the dog way too hard. I think he had it on a higher setting than it should have been. And the fact that he, like, completely spazzed out on the dog and tried to blame Israel for Kaya, like, stepping off of her bed.
Yeah, that too. I'm also, I guess, like, there might be, like, more formal dog training stuff that I'm just not aware of, but, like, when evidence of his, like, when his mom, when he said that his mom spoils Kaya, and the evidence is, like, spoiling Kaya by letting her wander around the house, I don't know what that means. Like, what do you, like?
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing is, like, and I'll try to argue it, but there's a lot of unknowns. Like, sure, if Kaya is left to roam around the house, she might just tear into shit and ruin stuff and whatever.
Yeah, okay. So, well, real quick, so on that, so, like,
the counter to that, yeah,
like, so, like, I kind of thought about that, but if he's bragged about taking this dog to a trainer, if they're employing a shot caller for, you know, discouraging certain behavior to apply punishment, like, how is the dog this misbehaved that if it roams the house, it's going to start eating everything? That implies that the dog is very poorly trained, which would imply that the shot caller is only there as, like, a retributive, like, just fuck it. Like, there's an easy way to fuck this dog up if it does something I don't like, right? That would be my assumption.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
What I would say is, like, if the dog, if it's left to its own devices, unsupervised, is getting into shit, to me, that's saying it's not getting enough mental stimulation. So he's not walking it enough. He's not exercising it enough. There's plenty of things you can give the dog to, like, keep it mentally, like, stimulated. I mean, and it could be very simple. You know, you can get, like, these feeding toys to where it takes, like, 30 minutes for the dog to eat its breakfast in the morning. Like, there's puzzles, uh-huh, there's this, there's that. But you can simply roll out a bath towel, sprinkle the food in it, and then roll it up and tie it into a knot and just have the dog kind of, like, scrape at it and move it with its nose and basically untie it on its own. And, like, that's really great mental stimulation for a dog. So, like, the dog can be well trained to sit in place for 2 hours. But, like, if it's not being mentally stimulated enough to where if it does roam, it gets into shit, mm-hmm, that's a completely different problem from it being well-trained or not.
Sure.
So, like, because my dog, you know, my dog Hogan, like, when I bring out the prong collar, he knows that we only bring that out when we do training. Mm-hmm. If you saw his reaction anytime I even nudge the prong collar, that dog loves to work. He loves putting on the prong collar because he gets to do what he loves. And some people are like, you brainwash the dog. But it's like, that's just what some of these breeds do. I don't know much about the Caucasian Shepherd. I'm pretty sure it's just like it's a livestock guardian. So those dogs are, like, they are really smart. And yes, they can sleep a lot of the day, but technically at night is when they're working. Like, they're watching over herds of goats or chickens or whatever. So, like, they're a working breed. So it doesn't surprise me if that dog is off of its place, if it's getting into shit and chewing shoes, which he has, like, you know, 30 pairs of $2,000 Gucci shoes. That's expensive. If it's chewing shoes and getting into shit, like, that just tells me it's not being stimulated enough during the day. He needs to walk it more. He needs to give it mentally stimulating stuff. So that's kind of my thing. It's like, I'm very pro e-collar and prong collar, but you can absolutely overuse it to the point where it is abuse.
Sure. Did you see the Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with anything. Did you see the tail yanking video?
No.
Oh, that was do you remember Fish?
Yeah, his pit bull.
Yeah, I think Fish was like sniffing, or it looked like he was gonna fight with another dog. It wasn't like a crazy thing, but Hassan, yeah, he just like apparently Hassan would just like grab its tail and just yank it back when it looked like he was doing something he didn't want. I think that's probably a lot harder to defend as well. I've been told that yanking tails is bad. Especially because Fish has a prong collar, so I don't know what, yeah. But that was another clip that people were really upset with.
The prong collar's like, yeah. So the thought process behind prong collars and e-collars is basically the way I had it explained to me by my trainer who like trained me. He's like a 2-time world champion sport dog trainer. Mm-hmm. He basically told me that like when you're training a dog, you know, when it's faced with a situation in its brain, there are 5 doors that are open. You know, it could be running into the street, running to food, running to you, or staying in place. Basically, your job with these training tools, such as a prong or an e-collar, is it's your job as a trainer to shut certain doors for them. That way, when the stimulus happens a repeated amount of times,
We're kind of losing you.
So, I'm driving. So, but basically, you're just teaching the dog what isn't an option anymore.
Sure.
Okay. Because when you train purely positive, the issue is that there is always something that is worth more to the dog than any treat you could give them or positive reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So it works to a point, and there are some dogs that are really well trained that are purely positive. But at the end of the day, there is absolutely going to be something that trumps you or the treat that you're going to give your dog. So that's why corrective punishment, correcting these behaviors, is supreme, because you can basically create a law in their mind that will not be superseded by a positive.
Sure. Okay.
And I've seen insane dogs get trained within the matter of 3 days in a very fair fashion while using e-collars and prong collars. Mm-hmm. Like, my dog was super dog aggressive when I first got him. It took me 15 minutes with this trainer. He has never barked at another dog ever since that day. And it literally took 2 strong corrections, but he has never barked at another dog in the 4 years that I've had him since.
Cool.
So you can absolutely train bad shit out of dogs and not, you know, abuse them.
Okay. I believe you. Any final thoughts before we go?
Yeah.
Your thing is kind of great.
Yeah. He had the e-collar way too high. He absolutely shocked the dog, and he needs to stimulate the dog more. If it's left to its own devices, it's going to get into shit. That's on you as the owner to stimulate your dog more. Okay. Get it a bone. Wait. I don't understand why Kaya can't be chewing on a rawhide bone.
Yeah. One other quick question. Is it possible? Are there dog breeds that just can't lay on hardwood floors? Like, their joints are damaged? Apparently, he said that was the reason why the dog's not allowed to roam, is because it'll lay in places and hurt itself.
I didn't see the type of dog bed or place thing that he's using, but, like, I mean, any dog, I mean, no. I don't think that dog's big enough. I'm sure there's a little bit of truth to it, but I don't think that dog is big enough. That's for, like, Great Danes and, like, massive shepherds and mastiffs. Is it a Caucasian mastiff? Have people?
I think it's a Tibetan mastiff or whatever.
Tibetan. Those are. I mean, it's a big fucking dog, but like, I need to see how big Kaya is again.
People are saying the dog is fucking huge, but like, I feel like I've seen fucking huge dogs before. Unless Hassan is just so large, it's like fucking my brain up. Like, my parents had you know, like a Great Pyrenees is.
Yeah.
Like, that's a fucking
huge
dog.
Those are livestock guardians too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, those are livestock guardians too.
The dog that Hassan has does not, that seems like a big medium dog to me. I don't know if I would say that's like a fucking huge dog. Like, it doesn't look as big as a Great Dane, but maybe it is, and Hassan's just tall and I just can't compete it, but I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
Tibetan mastiffs are big dogs, but mm-hmm. the videos I've seen of Kaya, she doesn't look that massive. But like, the hardwood floors thing is a cope. I'm sorry. Because too many things don't add up. Like, the thing is like, if hardwood floors are bad enough that it's going to hurt its joints, then Kaya would choose to lay in its place.
Yeah, that would be weird to me that it would choose if it's got a healthier place to sleep, but okay.
or just have, I have like three dog beds in my house for one dog, like put a few dog beds all over the place. Like, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I just think it's funny. He tried to cover it up. It's like, just admit to it. Like, but that's the community he's fostered, is people who are going to freak out about a dog collar, but then at the same time, cover for him.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I love you, buddy. Stay safe. Be careful. Don't crash.
Hey, you stay safe too.
Always. Have fun. Be careful.
All right. Bye. I'm always watching.
Please replay the Mike Johnson clip last time. You started halfway through. What?
I'll turn it back over to the leader. We take some questions, but we've heard, and many of you have reported already, this Hate America rally that they have coming up for October 18th. The Antifa crowd and the pro-Hamas crowd.
Hate America rally.
Crowd and the Marxists, they're all going to gather on the mall. We got some House Democrats selling T-shirts for this event. It is an outrageous gathering for outrageous purposes, but the Democrats in the Senate have shown that they're afraid of that crowd, that they don't want to bow, that they want to bow to them, bow the knee to them, and they don't want to take incoming from them. And so they're willing to hold the American people hostage so that they don't have to face an angry mob of that's a big chunk of their base. Now, if that's a rumor, they need to come out and clarify that it's not. But that is what we are hearing is their actual motivation, and it is outrageous. All this has got to come to an end. I'll turn it back over to...
Wow. The Hate America crowd. Oh, no. He got him.
Left-wing streamer Hassan Piker, who's being accused of shocking his dog on a live stream.
It's the same reason as to why America... Kaya, please just... open. Just stop.
Oh, no.
Let's see it one more time.
Yes. It's the same reason as to why America, Kaya, please just go, just stop.
So what did he just do to that dog? And for what? Just standing up? And that's the Democrats' new model for liberal male masculinity? A guy who treats his dog the way Hunter Biden treats his penis?
Hunter Biden shock his penis? I don't understand that joke at all, but okay.
I mean, I don't know if he shocks his penis, but I'm assuming. Who wouldn't? If I had the options. Between street.
To shock your penis or Hunter Biden's penis? Okay.
If you didn't, but it is emblematic of. Let her roam around the house. I'm not a hate watcher, just curious. Okay, so let me address a couple things really quickly. First and foremost, I have done this. I have addressed this a million times over. And not only have I addressed this, but I've also shown in videos like Kaya's day-to-day experiences and stuff like that. Obviously, she gets out. She has an incredibly active morning. And not only that, but she also has an incredibly active afternoon. She gets 2 hours of playtime every morning at either the gym or at the park that I go to. And then as a big dog, as big dogs oftentimes.
At the gym? Does the gym have a dog park? Is that like a new thing from the Knox? Does Equinox have a dog park thing for the gyms? Does she lift?
Do. She passes the fuck out for extended periods of time throughout the day. As far as not letting her roam in the room itself, there's a very specific purpose for that. That is because, and this is something that I've described over and over again.
You can always tell, by the way, when he's lying too, because he has, Vosh used to do this when he would write like text files for how to respond to them. You can always tell there is a very specific reason why Hassan will actively, when he is engaging in a lie, he will always do this thing where he specifically has a thing that he's reading. And it is because of this reason. He always like he always has this thing when it's like a prepared, if he's like written something, he always like does this cadence when he's written a response to something. He's trying to seem like he's just kind of like rattling off the top of his head on stream. He always does this. So it's like, ugh, God, I hate this guy.
2 hours of playtime every morning at either the gym or at the park that I go to. And then as a big dog, as big dogs oftentimes do, she passes the fuck out for extended periods of time throughout the day. As far as not letting...
It's like another Trump thing, I guess. You can tell when Trump is reading off a prompter.
...her roam in the room itself. There's a very specific purpose for that. That is because, and this is something that I've described over and over again, the reason why she's not allowed to roam inside of this room, with the exception of like stretching or getting up, getting down, drinking water, things like that, is because she likes to lay on the ground. When she lays on the ground, that's terrible for her fucking joints. Every single thing that I do with this dog is either with a professional dog trainer or with a vet. Okay? Professional dog trainer or a vet. A lot of people don't understand how serious this is to take care of your dog, how important it is to make sure that you have like proper activity, proper socializing, and to make sure that your dog gets out, make sure that your dog is actually active, and more importantly, make sure that your dog has a regimented and very structured life.
No walking around the goddamn house. You'll fuck it all up.
I think the word...
Someone has lied to you. Oh boy. He made a whole video on it. About this.
But it is emblematic of all of America's much more consequential violence. Okay,
It's the same reason as to why America, Kaya, please just fucking go, just stop. Jesus Christ, what are you doing?
I also like how the dog clipped its foot on something, whatever that means. But Hassan doesn't care about it. He's not interested in it. He has no idea what it was. This is apparently the first time this has ever happened, right? Like, I don't think, has the dog ever yelped on stream before? So like, what? Now, like a year or two into owning it, for the first time, it retardedly, I don't know.
The song is clearly reaching for a button of some kind.
Why are people mad about you, Kai? It's like,
not Ethan.
The song is clearly reaching for a button of some kind.
Why are people mad about you, Kai? It's like, what were you doing? People speculated that I was actually shocking her. The clip looks fucking horrible. And they're like, oh, he was like hitting a button on his desk. I do not have a shock collar for Kaya, as I said yesterday, but it doesn't matter. People don't give a shit. All of the other clips that people have been showing are either the AirTag or the vibration collar that she has. Can you just show the collar? Shut everyone up.
It's also really weird. There's so many indications that he's lying. There's so many. He's like so obviously lying. It's so cringe. Like the fact that he didn't show the collar the day of is like a huge indicator. The fact that he didn't care that the dog yelped is a huge indicator. The fact that he made up an excuse for like, oh, so it doesn't, like there's just so many reasons. But also this, like I've said this before too. And Hassan has said this before that he uses shock collars. He's had prong collars. The fact that he's so adamant to defend that it's not a shock collar, why? Like if you do dog training, and I think Tabor basically, you know, reinforces, and this is true of my personal experience, there's nothing wrong with a shock collar. There's literally nothing wrong with using a shock collar on a dog, assuming you're using it responsibly. It's like any other corrective measure if you're punishing a dog. Like it's fine. It's okay to use a shock collar. The fact that he's so adamant in saying that it wasn't even a shock collar is, again, like highly sus, I think. Yeah.
The collar, shut everyone up. XU said he would donate $50,000 to a shelter if he did. This is one of Kaya's many collars. This is the one that people are talking about. It has the capacity to vibrate, and that's it. There's the AirTag. There's the fucking vibrate.
I love that he tried to show it on stream, but it's the problem is that like you did this. And he's lying about so many parts of this, too.
Dude, this
like,
is one of Kaya's many collars. This is
he even covers himself a little bit here, too, where he's like, this is one of many collars. So was it the one that... Notice how he doesn't say it's the same one that she was wearing, right?
The one that people are talking about. It has the capacity to vibrate. And
so he duct tapes, or not duct tapes, he puts electrical tape over this bullshit at the back. He's handling this like a fucking magician doing fucking sleight of hand, which is funny as fuck.
And that's it. There's the AirTag. There's the fucking vibrator. I understand vibrate.
The AirTag is...
There's the...
This is just like an attachment that you can put on any fucking dog collar. You can buy like an AirTag collar attachment. It's not like... This is not like a built... It's probably this one here or any of these. Like this is not like a built-in part of the fucking collar or something. You're trying to act like this is like some fundamental... It's just... All of it's just cringe, but whatever.
AirTag. There's the fucking vibrator. I understand. I understand why people are concerned about it. It's okay. It makes sense.
Hassan, when he's showing the collar, true.
Why people would be like, oh my God, this person is being abusive if they only saw...
XQC show that Hassan moved, switched the order of the units on the collar too. Oh, sure.
Oh, that clip. What were you reaching for in the clip? What do you think? That's where all my fucking Zintins are. From the cot to the...
Did he take a Zin out after reaching for it though? Did we see that? I don't remember seeing that. Did we?
PC Kaya will be free. Yes, I will be addressing that as well. Don't worry. Why are people mad about you, Kaya? Slash, what were you doing? There's a clip out there that in the aftermath of me getting my internet getting pooped, I come back live and I'm very frustrated. And while I'm fucking tweaking around, I give Kaya the place command as I usually do. And there's literally a fucking emote for it in the chat for place, which is one of the things that she knows. Is she's like professionally trained. And I think while she was like getting up and down from the bed, I don't know exactly what happened, but I suspect that she tweaked her her dew nail, like the upper nail that's like her dew claw on the side of the bed. People speculated that I was actually her dew nail, like getting up and down from the bed. I don't know exactly what happened, but I suspect that she tweaked her her dew nail, like the upper nail that's like her dew claw.
Like, is she retarded? I don't know. Like, she doesn't lick her claw afterwards or look at it or anything. She just apparently clips this and then gets back on. Hassan's not worried about this at all. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't change anything. Like, this is the first time in 2 years she just happens to... I just think this is like a massive cope.
On the side of the bed. People speculated that I was actually shocking her. It is basically a perfect shitstorm because obviously I have a lot of haters. Obviously a lot of people love dogs, myself included. The clip looks fucking horrible. And people were like speculating because I was like moving around and they're like, oh, he was like hitting a button on his desk. The most insane part about it is that a lot of people were just like automatically under the assumption that I've been like abusing my dog that I love more than most human beings. Dogs hurt themselves sometimes. It literally looks like she got caught and it hurt. You literally gave her belly rubs right after. I know. It did get heavily blasted in the orbit. And a lot of people are like losing their mind.
How does he lie so fluently? Because all you have to do is give them a story. You just have to give your audience any story whatsoever, and then they'll breathe a sigh of relief and run with it. And you saw, like, Denims and everybody else is, like, running to Twitter with these same bullshit lies. Like, the truth isn't important. It's just, like, having something that you can, you know, reprogram reality with. To carry. It's the exact same thing that Trump and MAGA does. It's literally the exact same thing. It's, like, everybody has learned how to use media like this, and it's so tiring, and it's so boring.
Mine's over it. It's okay. It is what it is. Maya did not corroborate yet, so that must be true that you're the worst. I know. As an animal conservationist, she's been secretly actually participating in the abuse of, once again, one of the most beloved dogs on the planet. Here's Martin. The chat. Funny part is Kyle legit lives a better life than most people I know. Lamau, I know. It is pretty fucking nutty that that is like an angle of attack here. I saw it all over my ex for every 15 posts I saw saying you shocked her. That wasn't even one in your defense, and those horrific posts had millions of views. It's okay. It is what it is. I have people who have made it their full-time jobs to like professionally hate on everything that I do. This is an inevitable byproduct of this. In any case, I do think that there are people out there who saw the clip and were like, this looks so bad. And
Christ. Jesus, man.
Here. This is the flashlight.
Bro, stop putting your fingers on it, man. Christ. Jesus, man.
Okay. And this is when it vibrates.
What?
Did you guys ever buy our DGG knives? They're super cool. They have like a really awesome function where the blade comes out. I highly recommend you guys like check them out. It's like it's really awesome. I think it's a very cool thing, you know, like when you can, like, yeah, like what are you doing, bro?
Guys, let me show you my new guys. I just got a new controller, guys. Let me show you.
Oh, fuck, he's about to make the same joke I just made. Fuck.
See, I just bought it. It's brand new. Yeah, do you guys see it?
Whatever,
it's right here. Like, come on bro, what like, bro. It's not hard to just like self-debunk for like 2 minutes, man. Like, it's not hard, man. Why does he keep fucking putting his fingers on?
He has the capacity to vibrate.
Can we see the underside of it?
And that's it. And they got completely fucking duped by the framing of it. And it's all right. I understand. For those of you who
are all the same things. Duped by the framing. Out of context. The framing. The context. He does this over and over and over and over again. It's so boring. Trump does this. I don't know if Trump and them do the out of context thing. Usually they'll just make up context. But this, the fact that Hassan is allowed to like get away with this out of context argument over and over again. Like, what? He's never provided the context. What is the context? All these things are out of context, but they never give the actual context. It's so cringe.
By it, I do not have a shock collar for Kaya, as I said yesterday, but it doesn't matter. People don't give a shit. All the other clips that people have been showing are either,
oh, they did it with Charlie Kirk, true. Out of context.
The AirTag or they the say it's vibration a collar that she has, which I use when she is free roaming. You didn't repeat the claims until now? No, I have. I did, immediately. And the vibration collar for off-leash training doesn't work in the way that you guys think it does. Her hair is far too thick, as this chatter also correctly pointed out, for there to be any sort of collar that actually works in that way. This is one of the most insane sagas that I have
So like... That maybe is true. Maybe the hair is too... No, it's not too thick. The fact that he keeps lying is what makes us... I was going to make a joke. Because you have prongs, literally, for the purposes... If it's too thick, the prongs are meant to go through the... Like, the hair in order to make contact to do the shock. Now, if you were improperly using a collar and you were worried about the stuff being too thick, you could also just, like, fucking... tighten the fuck out of it in order to make it so that it shocks the dog. Maybe even too tight. Maybe tighter than it should be. Maybe.
And now it's mainstream. I love her. I think her collar's too tight.
Yeah, well, it's a...
He was going to say it's a shock collar, but he realized he was on stream. He almost said it. That's what he was going to say.
I think her collar's too tight.
Yeah, well, it's a... Here, we get...
It's, you have to be able to get two fingers, and I couldn't even get one. I think you're choking her.
She's like... It's...
Oh, shit! I didn't even notice the first time I see it! Oh, wait! Did anybody point this out? Do you see how he took the collar? Do you see how he fucking like snuck it under his fucking desk so that it's not on camera when he, that's what he does here. I thought that he was, I thought he was losing his collar, but he's not. He's taking it off and then he hides it on the bottom left of his desk. Oh, I didn't notice that the first time I saw it. I watched on my phone. Watch.
we can
take it off. It's fine. Oh yeah. You have
to be able to get two fingers and I couldn't even get one. I think
I'm tying it and then under the desk and then he puts it down there.
There's a lot of neck meat.
Yeah, because he doesn't want her to see that it's a shock collar. Debunker did it? Oh, okay, gotcha. I don't know who that is, but... Is this recent? No, I think this is a while ago now. I don't know how long ago. A couple months or a month?
Participated in so far. It is laughable because, once again, I have been around so many other content creators, people that do, like, literally animal welfare advocacy and things of that nature. This dog is a famous dog, and she is one of the best taken care of dogs of all time. Like, straight up. Lives a better existence than I do. Lives a better existence than many of you do. Definitely
you
lives a better life
really
than my haters do. That's for sure. As someone almost always agrees...
Brittany Simon? Oh, I'm good. Do you think there's no way that she defends Hassan on this just because she hates me, right?
with you on stuff. The clip where you mentioned buying a shock collar before, and the other clip where you talk about Frenchies in response to the collar being too tight, we're all disappointing. But yeah, I'm sorry, everyone's just accusing you of something so awful. Yeah, the clips that they're using are from like 10 years ago when I was talking about not using a shock collar. That's what I mean. That's what's so crazy about.
Wait, what is he talking about? I thought I saw a clip of Hassan at some party where he's literally talking to a guy about how he uses shock collars. Am I crazy? That wasn't. I thought that was like within the past couple months.
Because like in the clip that they're using from like literally 10 years ago when I had a different dog, my former dog that passed away, I'm straight up in the OG clip being like, someone suggested I get a bark collar because Fish actually barks quite a bit. Fish is my previous dog. Here, this
my
is what
they wanted to use.
There's a bunch of clips that are going around right now. People are trying to build this narrative. Here's the 19 second clip. I'm going to show you what they're using currently.
My old roommate wanted to use a shock collar. Or
yeah, does anybody have the face clip?
Fish and his dogs. I have it still. I bought it.
That's weird. What is that flash cut in between? Dog barks quite a bit. Fish is my previous dog. Here, this
my
is what
they wanted to use.
There's a bunch of clips that are going around right now. People are trying to build this narrative. Here's the 19 second clip. I'm going to show you what they're using currently.
My old roommate wanted to use a shock collar. Or Fish and his dogs. I have it still. I bought it.
That's weird. What is that flash cut in between?
Dogs. I have it still. I bought it. They are incredibly effective.
Here's the original clip.
They wanted to use a shock collar. Or Fish and his dogs. For Fish and his dogs barking, I couldn't do it. I have it still. I bought it. They are incredibly effective.
That's literally from like 2018 or some shit. But
okay, I don't know about that collar or that clip, but I did see this one.
I have the best trainer in San Diego.
Oh yeah.
His name is Pat. Do you send him
He trained my dog, dude.
And my dog,
Brian.
You send him for 2 weeks?
2 or 3 weeks. You have to, bro.
What does he get trained to do?
To everything. Shock collar.
He'll get training to like Kaya? Basically be off collar. You don't need to ever have a leash on him.
Really?
Do you know Kaya?
My dog?
Cooking with Kaya?
No, my dog.
Oh no.
Well, dude, we have the.
Oh yeah, I met your dog. Yes. It's basketball man.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have the best.
She's very well trained.
Is that not him just saying? And again, I don't think that there's like a bad thing about using shock collars for dog training. But it's the fact that I'm pretty sure it just says here that he used a shock collar for training for Kaya. Why not just say that? The fact that he's lying about this makes me wonder what else, right? It's just dumb.
But I couldn't do it. Damn, why'd they cut it like that? Why don't you let her roam around the house? I'm not a hate watcher, just curious. Okay, so let me address a couple things really quickly. First and foremost, I have done this. I've addressed this a million times over. I've also shown in videos like Kaya's day-to-day experiences and stuff like that. Obviously, she gets out. She has an incredibly active morning. And not only that, but she also has an incredibly active afternoon. She gets 2 hours of playtime every morning at either the gym or at the park that I go to. And then as a big dog, as big dogs oftentimes do, she passes the fuck out for extended periods of time throughout the day. On top of that, at night, in the afternoon, she gets another hour-long walk. The reason why she gets another hour long walk is because sometimes she gets bored, and that's understandable. Other times she runs up to the door when my mom comes in. As far as not letting her roam in the room itself, there's a very specific purpose for that. That is because dogs oftentimes do. She passes the fuck out for extended periods of time throughout the day. On top of that, at night, in the afternoon, she gets another, as big dogs oftentimes do. She passes the fuck out for.
Like when he says she passes out, she's not passed out. She's just like laying here looking sad, right? Are these her closed eyes?
Extended periods
of time. Are her eyes ever closed? It seems like she's just laying there. She's not like sleeping.
Throughout the day. On top of that, at night, in the afternoon, she gets another hour long walk. The reason why she gets another hour long walk is because sometimes she gets bored, and that's understandable. Other times she runs up to the door when my mom comes in. As far as not letting her roam in the room itself, there's a very specific purpose for that. That is because, and this is something that I've described over and over again, the reason why she's not allowed to roam inside of this room, with the exception of like stretching or getting up.
Like she just looks bored. Like there's not like a sleeping, tired dog. This is a bored dog.
Getting down, drinking water, things like that, is because she likes to lay on the ground. When she lays on the ground, that's terrible for her fucking joints. Every single thing that I do with this dog is either with a professional dog trainer or with a vet. Professional dog trainer or a vet. A lot of people don't understand how serious this is to take care of your dog, how important it is to make sure that you have like proper activity, proper socializing, and to make sure that your dog gets out, make sure that your dog is actually active, and more importantly, make sure that your dog has a regimented and very structured life, especially when you have a very large dog. I have a very large dog. Large dogs have a tendency to get hip dysplasia later on in their lives, and they have joint issues. She is 120 pounds. The other reason why it's important that a large dog is very properly trained is because a large dog can accidentally hurt someone. If she accidentally played with someone and nipped at someone, that would be a massive issue. It's a little different than like a Chihuahua.
What?
She is 120 pounds. The other reason why it's important that a large dog is very properly trained is because a large dog can accidentally.
No one is asking why the dog is properly trained or not. What is he even talking about right now?
Hurt someone. If she accidentally played with someone and nipped at someone, that would be a massive issue. It's a little different than like a Chihuahua. They can also hurt themselves.
Is 120 heavy for a dog? I would say so, yes.
As well. That Absolutely. Is part of the reason why I take this very, very seriously and have taken this very, very seriously from the start. There was a lot of like weird fucking comments there. Like I'll bracket off the criticisms into three different categories. Okay. The number one is the broadest majority of people who saw it were like, oh my God, this looks terrible. Like this guy is fucking abusive or whatever, right? Which is hilarious to say about someone like myself, especially considering that I am very, very careful and very good with Kaya. I spend every waking moment with her. She is the love of my life. She's the most important thing thing in my life. Okay. I love her more than I love most human beings. The notion that I would be abusive to her is obviously ridiculous, but it is what it is. Virtually every single person that has been around us would attest to that, for the record. That's number one. So looking at like a 20-second clip over an 8-hour time frame that is negatively framed in a way to make it seem as though like I'm abusive or anything like that, it can reach a much larger audience. And if people are oblivious to it, they will get duped by it, and it is what it is. Number two, the second type of people that took advantage of this was the regular guys, like the pedo underscroll trolls of the world. From what I understand, Ethan himself was in some hot water for using a prong collar, which, by the way, ironically enough, I had used the prong collar in the past for Fish, my previous dog. So I think he was like using that as well to be like, oh, look, see, Hassan used a prong collar. And it's like, yeah, I don't anymore. And also, it's just, I don't know how that has anything to do with me. Like, your audience is yelling at you over that sort of thing. On top of that, there was like the third category of people who are totally in the periphery. You only go one VOD back and Kaya roams the entire VOD amount. I know, but it doesn't matter, right? Because if you are in here for an extended period of time, you already know this. You already know that Kaya gets to run the show, do whatever the fuck she wants. But the problem here is that the narrative is not being guided by people who are interested in having a
he's saying all the right things, but for the wrong reasons, and it doesn't make sense. Hip dysplasia doesn't happen when a dog lays on the hard floor. It happens from running and jumping its whole life. Okay.
Reasonable opinion on this. Crazy to me that you have to give attention to this matter. All your viewers should know better. No, it's okay. It's understandable. Especially because this is like a big deal. The clips don't show her trying to lay on the hardwood floor. She just stepped off her pad. Please explain. No, that's what I'm saying. She steps off the pad to go lay on the hardwood floor. That's why I give her the place command. The place.
Like, is that true? This dog is so fucking retarded that the dog steps forward and lays on a hardwood floor that's hurting it? Really?
Command is done for multiple different reasons, but for the most part, the reason why, if you've ever trained a dog professionally or anything like that, you know that the place command is given oftentimes if your dog is like getting excited or you know, barking or things of that nature. It's supposed to like ground them and calm them down because you're giving them a command. Dogs respond to order and a rigid, structured regimen. In any case, I don't know the exact reason as to why she yelped. She has done so in the past as well. I suspected it was because she like either tripped.
Like, I want to be clear, okay? So I've been around a lot of dogs, but I haven't been around a lot of like formally trained dogs, right? Most of the dogs I've been around have probably been pretty poorly trained, right? Like the average house dog. But I only hedge this because maybe really well-trained dogs are maybe just different than the types of dogs that I'm used to just being around as normal house dogs. But like when I see like a dog like
it's supposed to like ground
bring its head up like this
and calm them down,
like it looks like she's heard something and she wants to go investigate, but she's not allowed to leave the bed.
You're giving them a command.
Like this is not like a dog that's resting. Like I feel like when a dog like lifts its head up like it's because they heard something and then maybe they want to go investigate or something's coming to the room, but like this is not like just not like a resting dog. I don't know. But maybe trained dogs are different. I don't know. It doesn't seem that way to me, but
dogs respond to order and a rigid, structured regimen. In any case, I don't know the exact reason as to why she yelped. She has done so in the past as well. I suspected it was because she like either
but she's like not allowed to get up and investigate, yeah.
Trip or she got her dew claw, like the higher thumb looking claw clipped on the side. There's a lot of people that immediately were like, oh, this is what's going on. I see exactly what happened. He fucking is like secretly fucking like pressing a button that he has on his desk or something like that. I have multiple collars. I'm gonna address the collar thing in a second as well. I have multiple collars for Kaya and I put an air tag on them. I put an air tag on all of her collars to make sure that, you know, I know where she's at. And one of the collars that people are pointing to from previous days or from like months ago.
I also, again, I don't have, I can't speak to like a formally trained dog, but this type of,
the collar thing in a second as well.
I have multiple body language reading here. Okay.
Collars for Kaya. And I put an air tag on them. I put an air tag on all of her collars.
I feel like when a dog is like, you're like, don't leave, don't go anywhere, sit, stay, you're not allowed to do anything. I feel like that's when I see that like sigh, when the dog's like, and then it like lays down, whatever. It's like, okay, like it knows it's not allowed to leave. Is she really allowed to get up and roam the house? It seems like she's just never allowed to leave the spot. That's my impression, but
to make sure that, you know, I know
how old is this dog? I think 2 years or less.
Where she's at. And one of the collars that people are pointing to from previous days or from like months ago is the collar that is a vibration collar, a collar that I use specifically to communicate with Kaya when she's free roaming at the park or when she is, you know, off leash running around. When you leave your dog to free roam, to go out on the trail or whatever, there are going to be instances where you can yell for her to come back to do recall, but because she's so far away that she can't hear you, that's where the vibration collar comes in. It vibrates. It doesn't actually have any sort of like shocking component. And there are multiple different versions of this. There are the no bark collars that I believe both vibrate and also emit like a large sound. There are shock collars as well. They all look very similar to one another, but the vibration collars what they were pointing to be like, oh my God, he has a collar that he's using to abuse her and shocking her. This is by far the stupidest controversy yet. I know, but it's a lot of people understandably love dogs. I do think it's kind of crazy that one of the 1,000 times he yelled place on stream, the yelping only happened once. I know. It's such a common thing that I do that there's an emote for it. Dude, none of these guys crying about it, train their dogs, they know nothing. Yeah. Shock collars are not bad for dogs if used correctly. Any dog trainer will have you put the shock collar on your arm and feel it. Yes, I have. I have done that. If you've ever used a TEMS machine, it feels like ants. That's what the sensation feels like. But it doesn't even matter because like I don't have that anyway. I think you wear the collar and bark for chat would make everybody happy. I think the worst aspect of it was that I was frustrated because the internet had cut out and I didn't immediately like rush to her. I went to her afterwards to see if she was all right, but she was, of course. And that's it. And I do take a
wait, is that true? She's not allowed to walk around because it would be awkward if she walked into Ray's room randomly. Got to keep up the single appearance. Do they live together? There's no way, right? I feel like that would have been, people would have figured that out by now.
Accountability for that. I should have immediately went over when I saw her yelping, and that's it. But the idea that I'm like an abusive dog parent is completely fucking ridiculous. Is this what you have to deal with on a regular? Dumb controversies and desperate attempts to discredit you? Yes.
Is that just no leash walking?
Look at this.
Oh my God, how is this possible?
Bro, when you have discipline in your life, when you have a rigid structure in your life,
When you work hard, you can achieve anything. Okay.
What the fuck? Buddy would never do that. Yeah, if Kevin was here, he would have ran in front of that man and got hit and died.
Buddy would have at a certain point loved to do that. You just didn't teach Buddy that.
We tried.
Yeah, let's walk.
Oh my god, this is insane.
You know what? You just show the collar, shut everyone up. XU said he would donate 50k to a shelter if he did. Yeah, man, you explain things well and shit, but show the collar though, dude. Okay. Sure.
Kaya, okay.
Come here. This is one of Kaya's many collars. Come here. Sit.
I haven't watched this whole video, but like, oh, like even when he calls her, she just wants to leave the room. Or maybe she thinks this is like her going to walk. But like, notice how when he calls her, it seems like she doesn't even go to him. She goes to the door because she wants to fucking leave. Oh no.
To a shelter if he did. Yeah, man, you explain things well and shit, but show the collar though, dude. Okay. Sure.
Hi. Okay. Come here.
He has to like try to freak it. She just wants to leave the room. Jesus.
As many collars. Come here. Sit. This is the one that people are talking about. Okay, this is the one. This is the one that they saw. It has the capacity to vibrate, and that's it. Are you happy? That's it. There's the air tag. There's the fuck you're talking. This is one of... Sure.
Kaya, okay.
Come here. This is one of Kaya's many collars. Come here, sit.
Barely wag... Maybe this dog doesn't wag their tail much? I don't know.
This is the one that people are talking about. Okay, this is the one. This is the one that they saw. It has the capacity to vibrate, and that's it. Are you happy? That's it. There's the air tag. There's the fucking... vibrator. It also has a flashlight component to it at nighttime, and it also has a tracker on it when she gets lost. If she were to actually get fucking lost, it emits a sound.
Kaya! Place.
There are days where Kaya doesn't wear a collar. There are days where she wears a different collar. This, in and of itself, doesn't actually work in the way that you think it does. Here, this is the flashlight, and this is when it vibrates.
All right, come here.
The handling of this collar.
Place. I understand why people are, concerned about it. It's okay. It makes sense why people will be like, oh my God, this person is being abusive if they only saw that clip. It doesn't matter. And this will not go away for the record. I'm sure that the people that are saying that this is not like the real deal will continuously and expertly scrutinize every minutia to say, oh no, you don't understand. This is a situation where he's trying to get out of it or anything like that. Well, those that slandered you apologize now? No, because it does.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that too, but I just don't know. Like, if we're worried that this dog laying on something is bad for its joints, why doesn't he buy a bed that's actually appropriate for the fucking size of the dog? Note, like, the dog's face and legs are always, like, drooping off the fucking bed or, like, are on the frame. Like, it looks like she's laying against that wall. If you took a camera, I bet, and you put it right up to the wall, because when dogs lay against things over long periods of time, the oils and everything will build up and the wall will look like it's, like, dirty, kind of. It looks like she's laying against this wall. And you can see that her head is hanging off this frame. So she's leaning against this frame or laying on the frame. So like, is this even helping?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't, no, because they've been targeting you before this and they will continue to do so in the future. Exactly. And they will continue saying like, I don't believe it. I don't, it's this or that. The greatest counter to this would be the 7 million hours of me hanging out with Kaya. Like she's been on stream for 10,000 fucking hours at this point. She's grown up on the stream. She's been outside on stream. Why can't you just grab the collar and show us? I just did. General Master has been a massive advice to give large open space to roam around. And though apart from everything else, you ever sitting for hours on end in one spot, is that okay for her? Yes. Everything that I do with Kaya is from professional trainers and from vets. Okay. I'm very on it in terms of like reinforcing the training. Because if you actually train your dog or you take your dog to a trainer and then refuse to reinforce that behavior, you ultimately allow your dog to slowly but surely expand the permission structure. And dogs need good guidance at every given moment. A lot of people who are like talking shit right now are completely oblivious to that reality. They've either never taken care of a pet, they've never actually taken care of another living, breathing, organic thing, whether it be a fucking hamster or a dog or anything else. And for that reason, they just don't understand it. Overprotective? Maybe. Abusive? Laughable. Yes. I am very overprotective. I am perhaps a little bit.
The platform isn't hard. It's like a trampoline material. My brother-in-law has one. She's probably moving around because she's so hot. No. I'm not saying the platform itself is hard. I'm saying that the frame, my guess is this wooden frame is probably hard. And the dog is like leaning off of it because it looks like it's too small for the dog.
Too type A of a dog parent. If anything, I'm a little too hyper critical. But the reason why I do that is because I don't want to fuck up. Large dog.
I'm actually nicer than I even need to be. Like I'm not going to TwitchCon to protect my friends that could be killed. As I fly off to France to go and publicize where I'm at for a race thing and then fly back to the United States, even though I was too scared to go to Cuba because I thought the US would like apprehend me at the border. But now apparently I have no problems at the border because my entire life and every single thing I talk about is fake as fuck.
What are you reaching for in the clip? What do you think? That's where all my fucking Zintins are.
Good one.
So I bought off Amazon.
Oh, what is this?
Such a liar. You get frustrated when she attempts to leave her bed. Oh my fucking Lord. Yes. I don't want her to break her place command. That is a normal part of, again, talking to a person who doesn't know what reinforcing training looks like. Okay. When a dog is trained, that doesn't mean you just go, all right, well, she's educated. Okay. You need to still reinforce training. This doesn't mean that she is not free to leave or that she is consistently trapped. What's one of the funniest aspects of this is that like there are probably dog owners that are really pissed off about this who unironically one never take their dog out as much as I do and two don't actually fucking get to see their.
She is morbidly obese, isn't twice the weight she should be if she is really 120 pounds. I call BS on that though. She looks about 90 pounds, which is still 30 pounds overweight. Where's the weight guide for a Tibetan Mastiff?
dog for the entire day. They just like crate their fucking dog for 8 hours. Meanwhile, Kai gets to free roam in the house, gets to lay on the cot as long as she's in this room, okay? And literally is by her owner every single fucking moment of the day, and also gets to go on another hour-long walk at night. And the motherfuckers who like abuse the fuck out of their own dogs, unironically, are, I think, personally, a little bit upset about the way that they don't have the level of freedom that I do, that they just have to like invent. They have to invent different ways of claiming that I'm actually being very, very bad.
Check the Twitch VOD from the day before the shock at 1 hour and 20 minutes. What?
Unk needs a day off. I need a month off, dude. That's what I need. I need a month off from this fucking chat, okay? Please turn your audio louder. Thank you. Look,
if this was bad for its joints, how the fuck is the paw like hanging off the frame? How is this not? No, I don't know.
I'm going to Brian kill me. Shut the fuck up, chat. There's nothing I can do. As long as I'm in this Zoom call, it's going to be early, it's going to be lower. The audio is going to be low because Zoom automatically makes the audio lower and there is nothing I can do about it. Okay? There is nothing I can fucking do about it. You know this.
Why am I watching
this? We've done this before. It has happened before. It is what it fucking is, okay? You didn't download the app? No, it doesn't matter. Even if you download the app, it doesn't matter. It just like automatically lowers my microphone. Okay? So it's going to be a little bit lower.
Just her posture's right now. Don't you ever have a leg stick out of your bed while sleeping, or am I just a retarded minority? What does that have to do with what we're talking about? It's just Hassan's claim is that if his dog lays anywhere, it's going to damage its joints. And if it's like in a bed that it doesn't even fit, then it just seems kind of weird. As a dog, I can confirm it does hurt my joints. Okay. Do I care? Or is this?
Something that is just so routine, so silly. It's the same reason as to why America, Kaya, please just fucking go back to stop. Jesus Christ, what are you doing? You're being such a baby.
You know, Hassan, I always thought you were a fucking loser, but this really eliminates all doubt. To force your dog to lie on a dog bed while you 4 hours stream to your little gaggle of internet freaks and then forcibly use a shock collar on your dog when she dares to get out of her bed, not even participate in an aggressive or bad or unruly behavior, simply to get up and move around, likely to fill a physiological need, mind you. I saw her licking her lips right before she got up. She was probably gonna go get some water. To use a fucking shock collar on your dog because she stands up is fucking insane and you're a fucking freak. You are a fucking freak. And not just some random chick on the internet. Okay, actually, I know a little bit about this. I have fostered and cared for hundreds of dogs, many of whom came to me with aggression issues who left without it. Okay, I'm not a proponent of shock collars at all, to be abundantly clear, or e-collars, as you'll try to rebrand them. Okay, not a fan. But even people who do use them in training would tell you that is not an appropriate use. A shock collar, and they have varying levels of intensity, which I know you know, so I find it incredibly freaky that you immediately go to such an intense setting that it would elicit a yelp like that out of your dog. That is not normal behavior. If you fucking must, you could at least hit her with the vibrate, but something tells me that you use it so much that she is desensitized to those cues, so you have to use the more intense setting. And then you're so sociopathic that you have the nerve to ask your dog why she's being such a baby after she cried out in pain, after you fucking shocked her with an electric collar around her neck, you, the person who was supposed to protect her. You know what, Hassan, how about we put a collar on you, and if you dare to get up, I'll shock you in the neck. Actually, no, you probably like that a little too much, wouldn't you? Especially with the platform that you have, you need to do fucking better. And I genuinely hope you do. I don't know where you live. I have so many contacts who are fear-free trainers that I can send to you. I know you have the fucking cash. As much as you like to cosplay a fucking socialist, you're a millionaire. You can pay for a dog trainer because the reason.
Okay. Della Lorenz has her own conspiracy about October 7th. Oh, yeah. I saw like something posted like chat logs from her. Democrat influencers in the Chorus/1630 Dark Money Influence Program continue to smear Hassan the Hun and falsely claim that he's abusing his dog. Suzanne Lambert, who called herself the liberal Regina George, is leading the charge. This is the call to harassment. Taylor Lorenz does this a lot. As well, all of these like tanky types do this. It's the same thing as the Trump shit, right? As you like name names, you get people out here to harass people in order to pressure them to change their opinions. Obviously, you're lying and not telling the truth about anything, but yeah, it's all meme shit. Dan meme.
This is the one that people are talking about. Okay, this is the one.
All right, come here, Kaya. Please just fucking go.
Jeez.
This is the one.
What a baby.